kulang ng in-season.
And in today's news, welcome to the Shady Podcast. My name is PH Modwela. He is Shady.
Good evening and welcome to the news at 3 p.m. Anyone watch the news at 3 p.m.?
This show is sponsored by Noms. Noms is lotion for my ashy elbow.
And my pepper printers.
And my pepper printers.
Owned by Getsy Duval. Today on the show,
in our headlines.
Over to you, PH.
For fuck's sakes. Yo, what's happening? My name is Shady, that guy's podcast. What's going on? It's another episode.
Yeah, boo. Yes, sir, on this table. So we're changing this table. Because it is very like...
But
exactly, yeah? Dog. People are out here calling me Trevor Noah.
I like it, bro.
He's in Java on the Shady Podcast. But yeah, man, shout out to everyone showing us some love. We were on the road this weekend. We were out in Twerkini. They were twerking there.
Hey, Twerkini.
Twerkini.
We're out on the road in the plains.
Yeah, man. We were in Durban this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Big love to the people of 031. Shout out to people from Durban, PMB, Richards Bay. Yeah, I had guys coming from Richards Bay to the show.
Had guys coming from Bloom to the show. Had guys really? From Ladysmith, NKR.
Really? Mm. Oh, okay, cool.
They had the whole of KZN really coming. Yeah, and then also Free State. So shout out.
Yeah, man. So shout out to everyone who came through. We had a party out there. It was dope. Thank you for coming through in your numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
shout
out to Hilton Hotel Mklanga.
Yes. Yes. And BMW.
Shout out SMG.
SMG. Shout out Touch. Shout out Touch Hefner.
Hey, hooked us up. Touch Hefner. He's got this one. You know this one.
Also with the paper. This. It's like, shout out to you, Dr. Madwela, on your brand new Ndondo.
And your brand new whip. Shout out to Touch, man. He sorts us out if you ever need a whip out there.
Yes.
Yeah, hit him up. Touch Hefner. That's
He's
my
from
dog.
SMG Durban City.
He hooked us up proper. Nice.
I was also Bengit Masfiga Airport. Kibela Mawan series. Guys.
No. I'm fine.
We were proper.
We had rocking SUVs there, but anyways, shout out to those guys for making our trip dope. Big um nandi, man.
We had an X7. I sat in the back because that's where you sit in an X7. PH drove.
I was driving.
And I refused to sit in front. I refused to open the door for myself.
Yeah, man, but
it was executive.
The weather played its part on Saturday.
Yes.
Sunday it rained.
Sunday switched up on us, so sinabesizo kezulwane.
We sat so okay.
Yeah.
We sat so okay. Why in? My paper. I'm getting a printer. You had to go cut trees so you can print the paper for the show.
See you guys having this conversation. It's just playing my mind. I'm just smiling at them. Just gazing.
Yeah, it was nice. Begumnandi ungekho. Yeah. But what I did do is, like, before the rain started, I made my way down to the beach and I filled that 2 liters of salt water.
We brought it back. 5 liters. So we just took the 2 liters.
Yeah. They didn't allow us to jump on the plane, Ngale, 5 liters. Yeah. They were like, I look, Melissa Lemo.
Yeah. So we got your 2 liters of water. Yeah. But
And we tried, bro. I mean, PH was like, but there's sand in the bottom. And they were like, nah, fuck that. You know?
No,
Just on that point, I did get stopped at the airport for the first time. I've never been stopped at the airport. You know when you go through the metal detectors?
Sure.
So I had Big Shot's bag.
Oh, yeah.
The camera bag, right? Yes. So I go through, I didn't beep myself. So when they were like, sorry, sir, can you please step out of line? Mm. I'm like, step out of
Which
line?
Which one?
What the fuck? They closed our lane.
Sure.
Right? Where I was jumping on. Yes. They were like, all right, go around. Then I'm like, yeah? What the fuck now? Then I'm like, what's up? They're like, no, can we search the bag? Did you pack this bag yourself? Is this your bag vibe?
Sure.
So I thought they want to search my...
Your bag, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
My bag. Then I'm like, yeah, fuck, go ahead, you know? Sure. Then they're like, no, this black one. Then I'm like, no. I didn't pack that one myself. Now they're like, who packed it? Now, in my mind, you know, this is happening very fast and they surround you. And because it's Big Shot's bag, I thought... If there's some fucking weed or some shit in this bag, dog, I'm gonna be mad. Sure. That's with Conan.
Yeah.
Savan, I'm fine. Girl. It was a full Savannah, dog, sealed. in the bag.
Yeah.
Then when he came through, because he was behind me in another queue, he had another bag with like
most of it.
Six spoons. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, how stupid is this going to be? How am I going to tell this story? It's a fine
airport.
It could never be me, dog. But they made me take everything out. It was stressful. I'm taking out the lenses and shit. Then they're like, no, this side.
Which one? I thought they would have stopped. You know how those gimbals like videographers carry, né?
Yes, look like weapons.
So I thought maybe like because when you disassemble those things, it looks like hey you've got heavy machinery.
Yeah, and actually it looks like the frame of a gun.
Yes, yeah. So there's that one part that looks like a gun. So I thought maybe that's what you were explaining. Yes. Gandhi, hey, Saviv.
Hey, my man, Saviv.
Yeah,
I once had an incident also into Durban, right? My girlfriend was coming down to Durban when I worked at Gagasi.
Sure.
And
I was going to ask which one.
Nah.
Which one?
Another one. Right. Previous one. At the time, was coming to Durban and she had a hand luggage bag.
Sure.
Which was a backpack, like standard issue shit. Sure. You know? And that previous weekend, or like 2 weeks prior, when I was in Joburg, we went to the gun range.
Okay.
So gun range, we were gun ranging, whatever, shooting, pa 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 pa. And when we left, for some reason, I left bullets.
Oh,
in
snap.
The bag, you know,
that you had purchased.
No, like bullets and like a magazine with bullets. Okay. But obviously, I was carrying my firearm with my magazine. Sure, it was an oversight on my part. Sure. And when she now flew down to Durban and used that bag again, the bullets were in the bag. So yeah, now when she goes through the metal detectors, but ma'am, can you please step outside? And with her, it wasn't a savanna.
Sure.
My fully bag, but what's going on here in club? And I'm sleeping that time. It's an early morning flight.
Shit,
she's phoning. She's like, they're crying, dogs. Like, they stopped me at the airport.
That's
There's
shit.
Bullets in the bag. I was like, why are you telling me? Nah, I'm joking.
No, luckily, that's big shit at the airport.
Yeah,
right?
The airport oak was like a reasonable guy. Sure. He was like, look, you need to send me a copy of your license, send me a copy of your ID. Konugut, I prove it's my bullets.
Yes.
You know, the caliber of the bullet needed to comply with the caliber 100%. Of the firearm. And then when I next came back to Joburg, I had to go there to that kantoor.
Sure.
Go and reclaim my thing, make a statement.
Lengthy
I was
process,
also very lucky because, you know, like when you're a firearm owner, you need to be responsible.
Yeah,
you can't leave your bullets lying around anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very sorry, DFO. And I'm very sorry, Wainakel, but lucky you know me. So.
Luckily, she's an ex.
And
luckily, she's an ex.
Fusek went a big shot for making me get trapped with the
survivor. But yeah, that was
our weekend.
That was us in Durban. So again, shout out. Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man. Durban, I don't know if it's in the
You're going to talk about the hands.
Yo.
There was stuff there, though, eh?
I mean, I was working.
Yes.
Well, you know, you're in a deep conversation, then you just... And this is a guy thing. We might be arguing. Then next thing...
You see it walk past.
And it's like, there's that silence. There's that...
Mid-convo.
Yeah, anyway, so, you know, that happened quite a bit in Durban. But anyways, Durban, thank you very much.
I even know which crew you're talking about. Majestic.
Anyways,
moving on.
In the news this afternoon. What's up? Talk to us. How are you? Who are you? What are you?
What next, Getsy?
Yeah, Getsy.
All right. So, shout out, fellas. Happy to hear that you guys had a fruitful weekend. Yes.
He's
actually sad about it because he wasn't there.
First, I'd just like you guys to.
Maybe with more volume. Fuck your volume. Yeah?
Fuck your volume, boy.
Okay. No. Mm. All right.
Yeah. No one was taken home. No one was. What
What
do you?
What do you mean
about?
The full experience?
No, boss. For the full experience, you must come to the other shows. We've got 18 December,
East London,
and 30 December, Cape Town. And let me tell you something about both those shows. Like I was looking at the ticket sales.
Mm.
It's quadruple Durban, East London right now.
Oh, really?
Ticket sales. It's quadruple Durban. And I think it's East London, and then Cape Town is slightly just behind, but Ziyakhala,
I'm fine.
No, Ziyakhala.
And Cape Town last year.
Cape Town last year. Even as was loyal, let me soon, Laba. You know, it was raining literally at our show. Pela. Like literally.
Yeah, at Ostrich, you're right.
Ostrich Farm, it rained at Ostrich Farm. The rest of the town was sunny. But anyways, that's a story for another day.
But that's blessings. They're sending us blessings.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
No, but let me tell you, everybody loves wet hands.
That's true. That is very true. But anyways, we every time we've gone to Cape Town, sold out show. Like, it is in literally no tables. Can't sell out any more tickets. There's no space. So that's where we're headed for the same same result for Cape Town.
That's where you want to be, Ketsy. So we'll see you there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Can we give him guest list? Because shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, Vawio Tang, I'm fine. Again, I go web tickets. Well,
some guy tech, I'm a supplier.
some guy stuff tech.
Okay, stuff tech.
Ingenisa ngemuva, ungabukela emuva. Hayi, sokuthi uyolanda stock truck. Uza udaka.
In the backup truck, they will make sure. Hey, get. I'm joking.
Land my eyes.
What happened? Yo, what's going on? Talk to us.
Oh, those ones that used to be the MTN Radio Awards, eh? Well, look, the Radio Awards is a thing where it's like the SAMAs of radio.
Yes.
But in my opinion, I feel like the people that win every year, we can kind of pre-predict. Not to say their shows are cack. It's to say that
they're the top of the game.
They're the top of their game from all facets. You understand? There's nothing where you can listen to a show where we kneel and you can be like, actually, why did this show win and not that show? Sure. You know? And to be honest, let's see who won. So 5FM Breakfast Show, winner of Sports Bulletin Reader. Who's that? Nadia.
She's still there.
She reads news, yeah.
Short nod, yeah.
She's the one, she went viral for that N'Good clip.
Oh, yeah, for rapping N'Good, yes.
I don't think Nadia does sports. I think she does news on Drive, on Roger's show.
Oh, yeah.
5FM, and then 947 winners of Commercial Breakfast Show. Anele takes it every year.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to unseat Anele.
Especially when you've got support budget.
Yes,
that is a commercial
chief. Business, especially with that show.
Sure.
So what I'm saying is, like, you can't say, oh, but why did Anele win and not Sizwe and Saul? Because Sizwe and Saul's show is also fire, dog. Sure. Sizwe the World is fucking extremely entertaining.
Sure.
But anyway, shout out to Anele. Kwezi, winner of Community Station of the Year. Kwezi FM. Lesedi FM, winner of Station of the Year. Oh, that's
interesting.
Nice one. Mm-hmm. Ukozi, winner of station with most votes.
Oh, standard.
Bro.
They were like 500 million people.
Come on.
Plus more listening. Weren't they like the second biggest radio station in the world after some Chinese radio station?
They were, I think they were the biggest.
Via listenership.
The Vatican radio station was also like fucking huge. Because all the Catholics in the world were listening to it.
Sure.
But I think they're the biggest in the world, eh? Commercial.
I know that after some Japanese or Chinese.
But then again, you see, the Chinese example is like the Ukozi example.
Sure.
Baning. Like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, interesting.
So they got most votes.
Standard, yeah.
Which I think it's also, but it's nice to know who they got most votes because they have the most listenership.
Sure.
So it's like me, if you tell me I've got 1 million listeners.
Sure.
And when I ask people to vote or something and I get like 20,000 votes, I'm going to feel like motherfuckers are not listening to me, you know? Of course.
But that's why the New Year's Eve breaking song or into New Year's is such a big thing.
True.
Because of the commercials behind it as
yes,
well.
You know, 100%.
So literally it's like, I think that's the only station where it really matters to be number one because people actually voted.
100%.
And voted within the millions.
Yes.
You know?
And when you look at the songs that win as well, it'll be like Ukuzani. You know what I mean? Like, will win for Song of the Year.
Gotcha.
In previous years, the late Sifiso Ncwane actually won.
Yes.
So it's not, people will think it'll be this commercial hit of Mapiano. No, dog. The people that vote for Ukuzani.
Yeah. And then you obviously understand the commercial part in terms of how much the monies that go behind
that particular
campaign or drive.
Yes,
you know, it's a lot of money.
Because if it's like 5 rand an SMS, and the way to vote is like an
SMS, yeah, crazy money.
Chief, 1 million people are voting.
Yeah, but my crush didn't win an award.
Who's your crush, Mgana?
Well, I'll tell you, but
702 won Station of the Year. Also, look, well-rounded. There's nothing I can fault 702 for. I myself listen to 702. Sure. I love Aubrey. I love Clements. I've got Clements' number. Sure. So I always send him personal voice notes
sure.
that he could never play on air. Because I'll be like, yo, Clem, I heard what the mayor said. Yo, fuck that. Nick. Fuck that Nick, I'm fine. And then Vow FM, Voice of Wits, winner of Campus Station of the Year. Mm-hmm. I've never really rated the radio awards because when I was in the running, I never won. And I mean, it goes without saying that I was the best. Sure. That's how I knew that.
You know what I mean?
This shit is giving Luri vibes. Yeah. It's like when we went to the Luris, now we dang. Obvious ni tang. Mabala noise. The new CEO of Mabala Noise.
Oh. Oh, hey, I was gonna kill you.
I thought you were gonna say the new CEO of Mabala Noise is Anelem Dota. We need like it.
No.
Let me ask Cease with Lomo.
Anele's show is like monstrous, bro.
Dude,
it's monstrous. It's every other day, there's a different brand activating. Then once you know that, on your show, almost every single day, giving away a car, a house.
Yeah, no serious stuff.
Yeah, la ba keep I'm a funeral police, man. Like, literally, there's nothing that they haven't done. Bro, the giveaway, I know Bowman does stuff there. Kia has done a lot of stuff.
Yes, they've given away cars. I know Mercedes did stuff with her as well.
Sure.
The banks. Mm. And what I like about, let's call it the model of how that breakfast show functions is that they commercialize it to the max. They don't just do whatever happens on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, if you look at their social media, you'll see all of the stuff that they do outside of the show as OBs well.
And
they were like, as far as I can remember, they were like the OGs of that.
Sure.
Anele was doing stuff on her show and off her show that just made sense way before anybody even started thinking about it. Mm. So like I say, Yabo Kids, it's not to say I'm a hater. It's to say you can't look at that show and say, no, they don't deserve to win. Your fave might have lost, or your crush might have lost, or Waras might have lost, but it's like wins and when they're giving away cars, you know, we were giving away tickets to Leisure Lakes,
but also Elendo 947, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first ones to visualize radio in terms of bringing radio to life, or at least in the country,
even things like Joburg Day. Joburg Day is a monster.
There's still a huge
702 Walk the Talk, bro. Walk the Talk will be going on. You'll think you back in 94. There's a march. Like that shit will shut down the whole city. The cycle challenge shuts 947 down
cycle
the city.
Challenge,
Like 15,000 people are riding bikes. So again, it shows the impact that they have. Is that extension. When they execute something, thousands and thousands of people take part.
Sure.
So
shout out to them.
No hard feelings.
But yeah, to my crush. I mean, she's won the award multiple times.
Ooh.
No, but she'll...
She's won an award. Who's your crush? Azania.
No, man. Don't worry.
Anyway. Who's your crush? Yeah. Oh, Selby.
Hey. Wow! Rick!
What do you say?
Rick.
Well, Selbyonce. Selbyonce is a big boss. Manse Pout is your crush?
Your crush?
Yeah.
Is it? Must I phone her? Should I call her and tell her that...
My brother, aren't you like?
He's married.
Aren't you married?
I am.
Manja, you know,
years back.
Oh, hey, I'm fine.
Weren't you? Wait, weren't you? Oh, how? You?
Oh, I'm not.
He in the prime.
Can't do
teen, Manja.
When you say somebody's at the prime, their years also count.
On radio.
Hey, my paper was as fucking.
Hey, my paper.
In our next news bulletin.
Sorry. My pepper was born married. He's been married his whole life. Yes. Thank you, sir. Where's the buzzer, dog? Buzzer.
My pepper.
Anyway.
In our next news bulletin. Hey, this guy. Sure. So anyways, listen, man. Mm. I want to... So I obviously saw this thing. There's two things we want to talk about. Mm. And I think we were speaking about it off air. But my pepper... You know, put it on the paper.
He compiled it for us. But I don't understand what 50 band. So you're talking about Gaten McKenzie's grant.
Before the Gaten thing.
Okay.
I saw that Doc Shebeleza was, I think, hospitalized.
Yeah.
Yes. And in that, obviously, I don't know where I saw it, because, you know, sometimes things on social media, in fact, not even sometimes.
You can't just believe what you see there.
They were speaking about affordability, right?
Yes.
I think when it came to being hospitalized. And you were speaking about you know him from an area that you lived in with
the multiple businesses
that he had.
100%. This is when I lived in the Fairlands area, North Cliffside.
Sure.
I used to always run into him at Spa.
Sure.
Right? And he was always wearing the uniform, your company yak.
Oh, dope.
You know, like the jacket. And then he told me.
Is this a Spa on 14th?
On, you know, 14th Avenue, not the other one, on Smith Street. Okay. So, Ngale, near 14th Avenue, basically.
No, fun fact.
Nice area, please. Don't get it twisted, bro.
When I moved to Joburg, my sister stayed in Fairlands. MTN.
That's why you're such a wholesome bloke.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I lived up the road. Shot for saying ha.
How's that? so that's how I know Fairlands. So you were saying?
Yeah, Ushabeleza. So I think, because, you know, when that happened, this chat, it kind of just coincided.
Sure.
In that Gayton McKenzie had been making some utterances that he wants to give our legends, sort of like a 50K, 15 to 15K. What do you call that? A stipend, I suppose? It's not a salary.
Sabu grant.
Like a grant, yeah.
Sure.
For our legends.
Sure.
I just, you know, I love the fact, Gayton is my favorite minister. Sure. Because I like the fact that he's always trying to do something.
The thinking
something.
Is there.
Yes.
Yeah, the thinking is there.
But I don't know. I was reading the comments on, like, people's feedback on that thing.
Sure.
And me, now personally, I don't think that it's a good idea.
Sure.
A, how are you going to decide who's a legend, who's not? B, how do you qualify? You know what I mean? Your legend
based on
might
your
not
Spotify
be my
numbers.
Legend. Your legend might not be my legend.
So I think, and I've preached this in many, many interviews, and these are one of the passion projects that I've had, right?
Yes.
Was that the space that we're in is not formalized at all, right? As an artist, you could be at your peak. And I think one of the first episodes that we had highlighted the lack of security artists
we were talking about Jwala Bam.
We're talking about that lack of security or sustainability or a lot of things that common businesses or industries have, you know,
like poor financial planning.
I've always said this, that, you know, you get induction when you get into certain industries. Hey, let's do this, let's set you up, you know, we're minusing x amount from your salary.
Your provident fund,
all of these
your
things,
retirement annuity,
annuities, Bob's
your
uncle,
your PAYE.
Yes, you know, like it, Kalis Kingly wire. It's a diamond walk, and then you're back to begging people on once you've died out.
It's,
you know,
diamond walk and Ferro Motors.
I'm reading the bulletin.
You know what it is?
I saw McLaren and I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Take that back immediately. Why did you edit that out? Anyway.
I mean,
look, the thing is, abantu abathenga ama McLaren, let me just say, because they're going to say we're coming for people because we don't have McLaren. Yeah. For sack. It's that. Me, you know, personally, I can vouch for a few of the people that bought those McLarens.
And those niggas are rich.
No, they can afford it.
Those niggas are rich.
When Big Zulu bought a McLaren,
That guy has crazy dollar, has crazy money.
And crazy businesses.
Yes.
He's not making it all from music.
But leave that. He has his own, like when he does shows, he owns the entire ecosystem. And that guy's shows are well attended. Big bucks.
You mean like for the production,
infrastructure?
Well,
yeah, I'm just saying, he will own the entire production. It's his show. It's not someone booking him.
100%.
When he does Inkabi Records or whatever somewhere.
Yes.
It's like, yo, these are all my artists performing. It's my show. So all the ticket takings, the alcohol, it's him. Just alone, that is a lot of money, boss.
Yes.
And on a good show with numbers like his, you can walk away with, what, 5, 10, 5, 7 mil?
Easy.
Check.
So McLaren is nothing, sure, right? Over and above that, he has other businesses, etc. You'd get somebody like Master KG as well.
Big story that side.
Massive story, dog. Even King Monada. People are like, King. I said, King Monada's a big. You might think because you're not hearing any of his songs, Talakon.
Sure.
That was a big boss in Limpopo, dog. And let me tell you something. When you're a boss in Limpopo, you're a fucking serious
big
boss.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the big same story as being a boss in Joburg or Diamond Walk. Yeah, platinum.
Yeah.
My thing is, not every artist is like those guys. 100%. Let's understand our messaging. Because what I'm trying to say is, yes, we see that stuff on our timeline. Even Casper's guapped.
Sure.
When you see that stuff on your timeline, he can afford to do those
showcase
things. Not every artist is like that. Sometimes you get caught up in the hype, like when we discussed the Chualabam thing on that show and Mapiano artists and stuff. Just not all of you, but in general. Mm. What we see is song is big, money's coming in, bookings flat out fucked up for December.
Sure.
And literally by the next year, Nangumuntu Sewile. But are they considered a legend? Because you've had one of the biggest songs that we've ever had in South Africa. Do we then class you as a legend? And do you jump onto this thing? Bad or are we talking about Bekwaito? Like I say, that guy, at least when I knew him 8 years ago when I lived there, he was fine. He had his businesses running. He had his posse that he owned.
Sure.
He had, you know what I mean? So it's like, who do you give that money to? Because I think perception is that a lot of our legends are struggling.
Mm.
Could say the same about football players.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of soccer players, we hear about them at the end of their lives where it's like, yo, Lomuntlo, Uhlale Mkhukhwini, or Uhlale. With artists, it was always like, Ketsi, his glory days are behind him.
Sure.
He's now living in a flat in Hillbrow.
Sure.
Hillbrow is where artists go to die.
Speaks to the lack of structure that we spoke about in the previous shows.
No one is coming and helping.
Now I'm even thinking about it. Have you ever heard of a broke cricket player that was, you know, at the top of their game?
No.
Have you ever heard of a broke rugby player that was at the top of their game?
Never.
And those industries or those fields have structures, you know? To my knowledge, there's a guy who does insurance for me. There's a guy who does insurance for me, Kyle.
Mm.
He
obviously a white guy. Goes without saying. We're getting to the root cause of the problem. Tell us more, Madubela.
So what Kyle does, and this is, he's based in the KZN. He's got to deal with the Sharks. Once a player is brought into the system, him and other structures, like they'll go and negotiate your car deals. They'll either get you a subsidized. Subsidized like insurance in terms of health, all the insurances, health, house, car, right? They'll go in and negotiate sponsored vehicles. So if you've ever seen a lot of the players from the Sharks, when they go there, they sign, next thing he's got a Bucky from some dealership. Those are
and
all
it might
cost
not,
saving.
It's not all the same car.
Yes, it's not all the same
my
car.
My boy plays for the Sharks.
Sure.
In Tutu, in
sure.
Kune.
And they,
where are my Hilux valid?
Sure, yeah. Sure, you know? Those are cost-saving.
Mm.
Those are cost-saving. What's this? What's the word I'm looking for?
Measures.
Measures. So that by the my salary akuyangena, you are being told no, we are taking maybe 20,000 from your salary, or from a performance bonus, and we're putting it into this investment. This whatnot. Should you get injured,
yes,
you know, you've
life
got
after
all of
rugby,
these things. Yeah, life after rugby. That is what I'd rather have. In the arts industry and in other sporting codes where once you're in the system, okay, cool. Lay mali from, you know, these shisanyamas or whatnot, sisala. So by the time when you're on a decline, you've got things that are being saved for you, at least. Do you get what I'm saying?
And it would actually be so easy to do. Like when you say those shisanyamas, these shisanyamas, it's a good example because if you can consider your bookings in tiers, you could actually do all your day event bookings could go this way because perhaps you don't charge the same rate that you would for a club booking, for argument's sake. Send them that side. Because, well, no one has thought of it, so I don't know if we should even discuss it. Maybe we should just build the business.
No.
Call Kyle.
Yeah. No, I've always preached this, that man, I wish, because I've learned the hard way, man. I've learned the long route and the hard way. And so when I see someone come into the game, right, quick, fast, in a hurry, it's like, ish, Fana, I wish you don't go. I wish your journey doesn't take you this route, right?
Mm.
And sadly, it happens for some guys. And I want to say a lot, but it happens for some guys where you come into the game, like you said, big dollar, big bookings. You're the guy. 2 months later, and the consumption rate now is on
crazy,
steroids.
Dog. Within one quarter, you're out.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so what happens to those guys? Are they legends? They were legends in that short space.
That's the thing.
You know, but I'm not wrong.
And then which salary do you put them on? Because it's basically from 15K to 50K.
I wouldn't even consider this. I would work on structures. You know.
And putting them in place now, so we don't even have to have this.
So that by the time everyone else is a legend, cool.
And
you know?
It's very possible, because if you look at a lot of the Americans, right? I was looking, there was some flyer that came, you know, if you look hard enough, not even hard enough, things will come up where it's like Boyz II Men live in concert at Flippin' Sun Arena.
Sure.
Jodeci. Sure. These guys haven't released music for 10, 15 years, dude. Yes. But we are still booking them. Kshuti, there is a team in place that is seeing to it that Boyz II Men still gets booking 20 years after they release their last record type of thing. We don't really have that. Sometimes there'll be a show like, remember Hansa used to do the Festival of Legends?
Yes.
That's not enough to sustain an artist who was big 20 years ago in the South African context. Sure. And if you haven't made a plan for yourself, Mfana.
I mean, and I look, you speaking of the Festival of Legends, Oskido did something this past weekend, that Oskido's big day out, which was like...
Which is his birthday weekend as well.
Yes, but also it was like a festival of just legends. You know, there was, you know, Boom Shaka was there, Mdu, all the legends that formed the lineup. And I was like, man, I wish I had the chance to go to that festival.
Yes, because where are you going to see them all performing live in one day? Yeah.
But and I think we also do it in terms of we try to get two artists who are legendary or who aren't from the current batch of artists.
Like a professor.
To come and perform a thing. But that's a handful of bookings versus
something sustainable.
Also sustaining your life as well, your current life. So for me, I wouldn't even consider this, but I'd much rather put on the table a way forward in terms of this is how we'll protect the arts going forward. Yeah. Like, okay, cool, guy 50,000, then what? Still going to blow it.
I'm fine with it, quiet. And by the time, look, there's also a lot of them that fall into the traps that artists fall into of substance abuse and whatever 100%. Social ill is ailing them. So it's not to say, good level 50, when I give it to you, you're going to use it wisely. Sure. You know, you could be giving a guy who's become an alcoholic and he's going to chow that money on alcoholism and his family's not going to see any of it. So, yeah. But, Ketsi, if you can, please get Gayton McKenzie on the line. We have a plan for him.
Yeah. In this bulletin, we'd like to close it off.
Next.
Back to you in studio. Time for an ad break. And we're back from the ad break. Just to recap on our... headline? You know, headlines.
To recap on our headline this hour.
In this hour, we've spoken about. I'm joking. So what I wanted to think before we before the break in transmission.
Yeah.
what I wanted to touch on, and I remember I was speaking about the systems and stuff, like how is it that a guy like Mgarimbe is not bowling out of control when it comes to royalties?
Mgarimbe, Sister Petit.
Yeah. Ooh. I look at the comparison of, right, I don't want to make it a comparison. Hey, next thing they're grilling me. But I look at the similarities between a Mariah All I Want for Christmas, knowing she's going to bang it.
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah. You know? From October, she starts posting about her All Showcase I Want for Christmas tour.
Yeah.
Memorabilia and shit that she sells, merch.
Of one song. And then you've got...
If one song she made fucking a decade ago.
And then you've got Mkarimbe. Yeah. You know, obviously I know the story of how this song was made, this, that, the other, but at the end of the day, you know, now that it's formalized.
Yeah. What is the story of how it was made in Shabin?
No, it was a recording. Oh. He just extended it and whatnot for the long time. Then they made the song, an actual song.
And it became a fucking monster. A
monster, you know? But my question... Yeah? The crazy part is that is a
bit
So what I was getting at was like, you know, this song is played at all the rugby games. This song has been remade in ads. This song is, do you know what I'm saying? It's just like, why isn't he
caking it
like that? But anyways, I was just speaking to the lack of the structures.
Mm. They were saying, like, on your point, is that like there are many people who got it super right and got it super right long ago.
Yes, yes.
Like Arthur. You know, people give Arthur shit, guys, and say, oh, this happened and that happened and he took money. They always go to Arthur, whether it's ANC events or like when Gayton was saying he's going to clean up or release that list of who got money.
Sure.
But besides all that, Arthur has built a very solid, structured business.
Sure.
And what happens with people like him now, where it's like, I also did what you did, but I did it properly.
Sure.
And look at my life. It's not fair that I should go without the 50K because I'm also a legend.
Knowing that nigga, he's going to claim.
He's going to claim for that 50. You're going to claim. You're going to claim.
I've never seen a man who doesn't leave any cent on the table.
But that's how you got to be.
Yeah.
You know, Arthur could honestly be one of the judges on Shark Tank.
sitting next to Pusi Tembekwaya.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what
so
you mean.
So I think for that, ne, and I even see it with like the current crop of, you know, whether I want to call it colleagues and stuff. There's guys who just focus on talent.
Yeah.
And then there's guys who will wake up and focus, who focus on the talent and wake up late and say, I should have capitalized on my likeliness and attention, you know, and converted into business and other streams. The likes of, you know, Oskido, Arthur, Tizozo. I think we were speaking about Tizozo. A lot of guys who have formalized business, who have businesses. And in fact, not even that. We're speaking now about a certain genres. Don't have broke artists.
That's it, dude. I was saying to PH that Abant be Maskandi.
And gospel.
And gospel.
Sure.
You won't find, you know, now I think like the last one that I heard of that was down on his luck in gospel was Ulundi.
Sure.
When Lundi passed away.
Yes.
But other than that, guys in the gospel
scene, for the most part.
And Maskandi artists, you know what I mean? Like Maskandi artists make a lot of money,
sure.
And they invested sort of like back to where they are from.
Yes.
If you're looking for a Maskandi artist who's from Ngutu, he's in Ngutu right now.
Sure.
You understand? They go back to where they are from. We were speaking like Big Zulu is the only artist outside of Maskandi that's adopted that. You know what I mean? If you go back to Bergville, even Usjava, you know what I mean?
Sure.
These guys, where they come from, they're well respected and they've got their stuff that they build there.
100%.
But like, I don't know of an artist who's from Soweto or Alex and he has a thing in Alex that's not a club.
Got you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Got you.
Not a club, not even an event. Like, let's say outside of the industry, what else do you have?
Sure.
And if we take the example of the Arthurs and the Oskidos, there's interests that they have outside of the music industry. Mm-hmm. Because one of the key elements in business is you need capital.
Sure.
And if you're making a lot of money in a short span of time, the best thing to do is invest it.
100%.
Outside of that industry.
Mm.
Why are guys not doing that? And, well, where the fuck is Kyle? Kyle needs to come through. Like, Kyle, where are you?
Yeah,
I've also got an oak like that. Maybe they can combine. He's also white. His name's Warwick.
Oh.
Not me. Yeah. I call him White Warwick.
Cool. So, Kyle and White Warwick.
Hey, maybe. White Warwick.
Kyle and White Warwick must come and sit here. But anyways, yeah, to close it off, save your money, man.
Yeah, save your money, chief. And somebody do something for soccer players as well. Hey, Fitz, hey. Yeah, nah, buy a pair. I'm fine. In any case, also big story that happened, big situation on the weekend was Mum Keys. There was a SARS raid. It was all over social media. And they came to a home and they obviously collected stuff because SARS is saying. So basically, SARS in collaboration with Saps and the Hawks, they raided the Mpisane mansion.
Mm-hmm.
News was reported that the billionaire status Mum Keyze had a home visited because she apparently is in debt with SARS. They've secured a preservation order and a search and seizure warrant at the Durban High Court. And these orders basically mean we come to your house, we take all your shit.
Eish.
Now, when the shit was being taken, I saw the chats on social media because people are sleuths.
Mm.
They were looking at what exactly is being loaded. And I asked Ketsi to please compile at least what's been seized. So this is the part of the list that we have. They said a Porsche, a Ferrari, a Rolls Royce Ghost, and a Maserati.
Mm.
I also saw a Bentley on a tow truck.
Bentley, right? V-Class,
that silver one.
It's like a Maybach.
Right? But I also saw like a Hilux or Isuzu or some shit, like a 4x4, you know?
Sure.
And my thing is, right, they're saying she owes $37 million in back taxes, right? This case has been built on a tax evasion accusation. Where the plot also thickened. What's wrong?
No, nothing.
Oh.
Someone was calling me.
Call sent.
Yeah,
who is it?
Huh?
Also, where the plot thickened was they said they found 40 guns. Now, you remember what we've spoken about on the show, right? PH and I, before, we had this thing where we were talking about Donald Trump and Jacob Zuma.
Sure.
And we're talking about that button that seems to be pressed where they say, mshang immediately.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
When I saw the guns one, I started, like, initially I was like, because people were saying she's being targeted and stuff, you know, like, why it's unfair what's happening to Mum Keyze. Mum Keyze, besides having loyalists around her and her friends, she also has a legion of fans. Mum Keyze is big on social media, and fans are obviously always going to take the part of the person that they're fans of.
Sure.
Then you've got the haters that are like, aha, at last, it's about time.
Nice.
Not knowing anything about this person's business structures and what her companies do anyway.
And when the guns one came out, you know, oftentimes when a headline is written in a way where it's pushing a narrative, mm-hmm. the headline was written as though the 40 guns that were found were illegal, unlicensed firearms here in Kapi. And I was like, these are probably, just security using my guns. Common sense, these are probably security guns. Mamkize walks with a fleet of bodyguards.
Sure.
Security guns are registered to a security company.
Or she has a security company.
That's it. When they said they were found in the house, where were they found? Were they found on top of the wardrobe wrapped in a blanket?
Sure.
Like Sarafina. Or were they found... What in the fucking Sarafina is going on here? Were they found under the mattress? Or were they found in a safe?
Mm.
Do you understand? That wasn't in the article. My thing is, I just felt like this thing is starting to angle towards Ngati Bamshangi media.
Gotcha.
Because they are probably security guns that belong to a security company and are probably legal or licensed. Maybe they can hit her with how they were stored or something.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because in terms of security, the guns are issued out by the company to the operatives that are carrying them. So if I've got bodyguards and my bodyguards are armed, they're carrying a company firearm. Should be on them or should be in a safe.
Got you.
So hopefully they weren't laying around the house. But for me, I was getting Mshanga media vibes. The plot also thickened in that people were now calculating the value of the cars and the stuff that was seized.
This is the money.
Ubuti, it's shouted it to me.
No, you know what? And I was having this conversation over the weekend.
Fuck.
Someone was like, yeah, no, they done. I'm just like, hey, brother. If you owe SARS 37 million, it means you have way more.
Yeah, that's guap, dog.
Yeah.
If your tax owing percentage is expressed as a percentage of your turnover,
sure.
Bro, then 37 million in a company at 28% of the total value, that's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. That's over 150, almost 200 bar in earnings.
It's been said.
A year.
Can believe that. Then 37.
Nah,
not a month. Nah. A month is.
I'm confused why NM in fun.
Yeah, I'm fine. Stop reading News 24, my nigga. They'll mislead you, young Todd. The thing is, right, when SARS comes for you, and it's not to say Uguti Mamkize doesn't have the money.
Sure.
I refuse to believe that. But when SARS comes for you, which we've seen with other high-profile cases, there's been cases, if you just Google it and do some reading, you'll see that we've had people who they come and seize that are owing 300 million in taxes. And that goes away because guess what? They pay it. They come to an agreement. You understand? When SARS comes for you, 9 times out of 10, they come for you at a stage where you might have earned the 300 million, even if it was a month. But if your turnover is 300 million, it could be costing you 220 million to run the business.
To run the business.
Meantime,
100%.
You're pocketing 80. And of the 80 that you're pocketing, nayo, you know, msebenzi why?
Sure.
Yeah. You're paying houses, you're paying cars, you're paying for all these things. So when SARS comes, you don't have a positive balance in your FNB savings account of 37 million ungaba transfer and jenga manje. You're not liquid.
Sure. Now, leave that. When you pay, they will come knocking for more.
Yeah. You've got to also play the part. The other thing is when you pay, right? Say you pay the 37 million in assets, right? Those assets are not... It's like if they take a Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Sure.
Or a Rolls-Royce... What's the one I know is a Cullinan that's like 11 bars.
15.
That car's not 11. That car's not 15 bars. It's second-hand now.
Sure.
So when SARS takes it, they take
it at a value less.
Take it at a value less. So I might take your 15 million Rolls-Royce Cullinan and say, this shit is 8 bar. This shit is not 8 bar, dog. I could still sell it for 12 in the open market.
Sure.
But because you're taking it, you are gonna sell it for the money that you can get.
Like, yes.
So you come back to me, Utata... Like 22 million rand worth of cars, but you come back to me and you say, "Sharp, we took the cars, that's 10. You still owe us." Then it's like, what do you mean that's 10? You understand? They catch you on the back foot. And what I meant with like the other cases and when they go away is you have to step into a room and negotiate with them.
Sure,
to say, okay, guys, I owe you 32 million. You took all my cars, Sharp, that's 10.
Sure.
Outing in Kai 5.
Sure. But look, also, they are very fair. They do allow you to come and do that. They do say, okay, cool. Payment plan, payment terms, then cool. They will leave you, you know, SARS.
Yes.
It's like, okay, cool. No, you have... And it's better for you to go to them...
Yeah, than for them,
than
to,
for
come
them
to, you.
To come to you. You know, that's one thing I know. Is that rather I go to them and say, hey, my fate, I go, Lisa, now 5 rand.
Yes, yeah.
Omunyu 5 rand.
Nyakala. Yeah. At least I'm starting.
So tola next week. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Because there's also a destabilizing
factor. There's also that.
Yes. I was going to say, there's a destabilizing factor to one's business.
Sure.
If I'm making 300 bar a year, and like I say, it's costing me 200 to run the business. So say I'm making a profit of 100.
Mm.
I might have the 37 million in my account.
Mm.
And I can pay SARS now. But if I do, my fucking business collapses.
Sure.
Because now, all of the businesses that I run on that 37 million.
Mm.
So mangi kipa yonke manje. There's no petrol to put in the cars for us to run the security transport business. There's no money to pay the security guards that are on sites. Now nobody comes to work. Vodacom even raised this in their case with the please call me guy.
Mm.
Like they were saying, cool, sweet. You say we owe you 22 billion or whatever.
If
it's Vali Vodacom once.
Fast.
You understand? Now should we close Vodacom because we want to pay? Those are ludicrous amounts of money that could collapse your whole business.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it's happening in the public, what do they call it? The public sphere.
Sure.
And everybody's got something to say about it. And I feel like it's also, it brings unnecessary attention and heat to your situation. You know, like for me, if I'm in the paper owing SARS 37 million, yo, I pray for that day because it would mean I've got TP Leon. The issue I would have with it is, while they're looking at my 37 million for SARS,
sure,
they're now scrutinizing the episode of Carte Blanche that I was on. And they're scrutinizing the picture with my son where we head to toe in Gucci.
Sure.
And people are like, I saw a picture, dog, where that picture where they're standing, they're wearing Gucci head to toe. And then Gune Kwama's got Gucci and stuff somewhere in Paris or wherever.
Mm.
And people are like, this bag is 100,000.
Sure.
This jacket is 80,000. Like that, you know, going through the list. And they're like, this entire outfit is basically like, whatever, 2 bars.
But even then, at that particular time, you could have been obviously, you know, cooperating. At that particular time, you could have been
complying.
Yes. At that particular time. It's just that, again, with business, things happen. And even sometimes, I don't want to say accountants. I don't want to speak for anyone, actually, but I'm just saying sometimes
there's. Accountants can fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Mm. Or misadministration.
Mm.
Oh, misadministration.
Maladministration.
Hey, English.
It's misadministration. Malinformation.
That one.
Or disadministration.
I'm fine. English, pelile. I'm still counting my problems from last weekend. Anyways, I think, man, hopefully the situation gets sorted first and foremost.
Yeah.
And you know where she is wrong, she must correct.
She must account.
Because we're not saying anyone's a saint in this particular situation.
But let's assume, you know, like from what I know, the businesses that Mamkize runs run. The work that she gets, she does.
Sure.
So it's like this is a black woman in business.
Sure.
And if we celebrate her for the stuff that she does right, she's an example. She's a role model. She's an inspiration to many.
Sure.
So I hope it gets sorted because yo son, we don't have a lot of black females running businesses of this magnitude. Mm. So we don't want to lose them on some bullshit or on some mjangi media. Sure. You know what I'm saying? We want to know, Uguti, you've corrected whatever was wrong. Business so that you can motivate whoever the next crop of people is. You know, I feel like people celebrate too much when a star is torn down. Hey, you know what I mean? Someone falls and they come from there, it's like, yeah, you're born again. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was gonna say
it's always black people on black.
I was gonna
people.
Say that.
A lot of white people like, okay, I understand when monkeys have come to the start of the personality that she is, the social media,
sure,
it's sure. They buy into that lifestyle because that's what people want to see, that's what's selling on television. Right?
Sure.
Hence the housewife of what's
Banban and Mang Mang.
So with things like that, you don't see
you see my brother, with things like that, you just make it easier to catch you out. On your bullshit.
That is the thing. Look, but there's a white man that's currently undergoing, what's his name? That Liebenberg guy. Well, I'm sure Lewis. You know the one that is a fervent MK supporter?
Okay.
Louis Liebenberg.
But still, we don't know about it, you see.
No, it's in the news. But with him, it's.
So much about how media operates.
No, with him, it's also about fraud and shit. Sure. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing about white people, like a Kyle example or a Warwick example, is that they're very private about their stuff. You know, that's white people that are pulling out of control that don't even have social media.
That's what I want to say. Mm. And it speaks to also the conversation we're just having now about artists and Diamond Walk and this, that, the other. The unfortunate thing as black people is that we're still playing catch up. Till this day, I still want to mangi tola, like you just said, mangi tola le mali.
Yeah.
No, wait, brother. I'll tell you now. Yo. It's in the no, but I'm just saying we're still playing catch up. Yo, mangi tola le mali, ngizobenzan. It's this thing. It is.
Yeah, it's this. No. This is the sound effect of me when I get money.
Yeah, I'm here.
For sec. And when I say money, yeah. I'm saying money, man.
Sure.
Yabo.
Sure.
400 bars.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm fine.
And again, we've mentioned this thing, you know, on the show before, how I'll make an example of Amachuta. Kids after school are taught, go thingy with Uncle Tommy, and you're learning the value of financial literacy. Yes. You know, at a young age, these kids are, by the time they're bowling with their cores, and they're bowling.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. No, you know, a common friend of ours, actually.
Sure.
He's a DJ, Jewish guy.
Yeah.
That is exactly how the conversation went. So this dude, he matriculated. Mm-hmm. Then they said, you have to study something.
Sure.
He studied something he has never, ever used.
Sure.
Okay, as a field of study. After studying that thing, they said, cool, you have to go and work. You can work in what? And he said, please, I want to be a DJ.
Sure.
They said, no problem. The money that you get from your DJ bookings, no money, 2,000.
Sure.
1,000 is going to go to Uncle Tommy.
Sure.
Right? As he's grown and time has gone on, that guy, everything he does, and he does some fucking amazing things, is self-funded.
Sure.
It's because in the time that he had a job, like a normal 9-to-5, in the time that he was DJing, literally half of the money that he was earning was going there.
Sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Sure. So now he could actually just, and that's exactly what he did. He stopped working and he said, cool, I'm just going to DJ full time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, bro, are you sure? Because you're like, you have a really good job. He was like, my man, don't stress. Because he knew there's bars sitting there.
Sure.
He didn't reach the end of his DJ career where he was like, actually, let me start taking this thing seriously. He reached the beginning. Mm-hmm. 10 years later to say, I'm now going to start doing it in a serious way. And guess what?
Sure.
It fucking works. He's making money like dust because the structure was still there, even though he's in entertainment. It's not to say you have to be in corporate or whatever.
Sure. I enjoy Los Balian. So for me, I just think that's what I was saying, bro. As Otaki, we're always going to find ourselves playing catch up. Like, you want to get that money. And when you do get that money, Diamond Walk.
When you do get that money,
Faro.
Faro was. What I will promise to
business
do, Getsy. Yeah. I will never fly economy again. Yeah. Safe air. Full sack. You going in a safe air, fine. Niti. Jet. I won't come back a jet, fine.
When I'm telling you, chicken licking, Niti. Nando's. Niti. Hey, Niti. Tom Perion. Get.
I'm telling you, checkers, Niti. Woolworths.
Woolworths.
I'm telling you, Woolworths, Niti. Pantry. Imagine going to pantry with the trolley.
Chef Ekai.
I was.
You know, so I just think, and I get it. People want to.
Hey, you want to ball, bro. What else commit to
doing?
But
people want to be known that, you know, I'm strong.
Yes.
I was in the dust for years.
What I'll commit to doing is, when mine comes, I'll also go to Diamond Walk. But what I'll do is, I'll switch it up.
Yeah, by the shop, boss.
No, I'll still be a blesser and I'll still take hoes there. But I'll make sure all of them are white. These Ukrainians that the Home Affairs ministers bring in. Then I bless these whites. Yeah, bo. So that they also start posting Ikwama Zabo in the white market. Then other whites will be saying, bitch, how did you get that bag? That bag is 100K.
Ting
will
buy.
Going to bring attention to her family.
Yeah.
And the algorithm will work. I will take down white monopoly capital.
One at a time.
One at a time, dog. I've been avenging apartheid for years. My kids are white. I'm like, exe. Then next thing. Diamond Walk. Yazi nyapi? Orania. Ngene Orania mfana ngit. How much is this shop here? Who feel is hierdie boerdery? Nee, dis fucking 3 miljoen. Wat sal jy maak, Boesman?
Sien julle later.
Fuck it. And then I say, and Vazi Hura, ek soek kinders. Ek wil apartheid revenge. I chow them also this.
Die hond blaf. Die hond blaf. Wie is jou pa? Ja?
Uzeno bani, VJ is so mad. All of Vietnam, but don't Vietnam.
Hey, Master Push. Yes, boss.
Mzunwako, your push. Pusek. I'm telling you, dog.
Telling you.
I buy Metro. Master I buy who calls the FM. Need Afrikaans.
The master plan. I love it. Yeah?
I buy CakeNet. First person I put on CakeNet. Skameza. Roselle B. They come there, they say, hey. Fernandin Diniz.
Diniz. There's no quad force. Quad fear. Seba.
And it's tight for the knees. Telling you, dog. Yeah? When PH and I come up on that mum keys and money, bub. Cut a wrong and fine. I'm telling you, bro.
Biltong.
Yeah, shit. What's up, Biltong?
In Wine Estates, Stellenbosch. Send us all.
Wine Estates. I change all those wine estates. We make Juba. Juba. I start bottling umkomboti.
Showcase.
There we go.
Fermented. What do we call it? Fermented. What would we call it?
Huh?
What do we call umkomboti? Yeah?
We'll call it umkomboti. MKO.
Luxury beer. We'll call it luxury beer.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's a plan, boss.
It's a plan.
Anyways.
Right,
so
now what we're
going to
do is, on this part of the show, we have What the Fuck Did I Just Watch?
Oh, we didn't know. It's our first time here. Jesus. Oh, well, one year. Anytime. No sound, no sound, no sound.
Yes, yes. Can you just pause that? Jesus Christ. I would be fucking scared if I slept someone. Again? Hey, my paper. Yeah, who has Facebook in this? Day and age!
I didn't see.
So nice.
Why is she kissing?
Yes,
kiss
that slap. The slap.
Yeah, you must pause. It was you in control.
Just check out the comments, man.
Oh shit! Her eyes actually opened up.
No. From what? From Chinese or what? What are we looking
look
at?
Look out! Then look how narrow her eyes are. They Mshai.
What is it? A different? Is it a different? She person?
Went from Asian
to California.
Is this Facebook?
No,
man. Okay, guys, what are we looking at here?
So read there. She got slapped into another race from Asian to Latina. So before they slap her, look how narrow her eyes are. See there, she looks like my baby mama. Boom, she looks like my other baby mama.
Jesus. Fuck.
So you're saying they hit her with skew face?
Yes. Sis.
They said, so who's who? There's no way that that's the same person. That's some good editing right there.
She goes from Ling Ling to Stacy real quick.
The color of her teeth also changed.
Really?
That's what they say in the comments.
Jesus Christ.
Wandy's posing at the wrong points, but he went back to default
settings.
Somebody put a gif up of White Chicks.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. She looks like the chick from White Chicks.
She turned into a transgender.
Oh, wow.
She went into.
Kimberly.
That's hilarious.
We love it. That slap thing is fucking huge, eh? You know that?
I don't get it. Like, where's the...
Because Dana White bought it.
Yes. Mm. I don't get it, though. Because if you slap me fucked up from the first... Like, at the first one... So I must survive the slap.
You must survive the slap. So what happens is...
So then tossing the coin is fucking
important.
They
toss the coin to say who starts.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you start, you can knock me out, dog. You can actually... There's a guy, one of these slap dudes, big beard.
Sure.
Looks like a fucking Viking.
Sure.
Except that bra in every match.
What's his name? Kimbo.
Is it Kimbo? No, not Kimbo Slice. The one in the slap thing. A white guy. He looks like... Bro, there's no blacks in Norway.
What black Viking do you know?
Stop watching Netflix, Wandy. Anyway.
Wandy's got a fresh cut. That's why he's...
Everyone, first round, wah, knockout, wah, knockout. And because he was winning the coin toss, it's like he went through that entire slap competition. Nobody touched him.
Oh, heck.
You understand? But what they do is they give you a chance. So I slap you, you survive.
Sure.
You're given a chance to reset. They hit you with the smelling salts. We are vulgar. Now you come back and now you're actually more angry. You know what I mean? It's like when we're speaking to Pretty Ugly about the boxing.
Sure.
You're going to be taking it easy until you get punched in the face. Mm-hmm, now you're going to be... Adrenaline is pumping. So, technically, there are advantages to slapping second if you can survive.
Yeah.
If you slap first and you misslap, you're just going to make the nigga angry and not use your best shot. Sure. You know what I'm saying? But it's very dangerous, that thing.
Big gamble.
Big gamble, bro.
Because, like, dog, again,
you're taking shots to the head. Yeah. There's also some bruises in that slap thing, dude. Those heavyweight bruises that slap there, I'm fine. By a shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, like the head really, really
shy,
Baba, there's a guy they slapped, his nose started bleeding, bro. So now they slapped you here. Pumikazing up. It's like they broke the right side of his brain. You know what I mean? Like, what's that other Oak's name as well? Eddie Hall. Do you know that strongman guy? He was talking about how he broke the record for the 500 kilo deadlift or whatever.
Yes.
He was like, he had bleeding on his brain just to lift that weight.
From that pressure.
Know? That's what I'm saying. So it's like some of them, they look like Eddie Hall.
Sure.
That motherfucker can lift 500 kilos, dog. You don't want to get slapped by that guy. Even if you are 500 kilos, you know, I feel like there needs to be like a limit.
That's why I worry about like guys in heavy contact sport like boxing and especially UFC. Bro, like, you know when they fucking...
When they do the hammer fist on the floor.
Yeah. Mm. Jesus Christ. Oh, have you seen those guys? I've been shy, you know, with the kick.
The kick, yeah.
To the head. Bro, like, how are you grand after this?
Are you okay
after this? How are you grand after that?
Now, think about South African fellas from construction.
He shine.
In the slap league.
Shine, pal.
Those heads are crusty. Right?
Yeah, bro.
I know. Yeah, faces will bleed. In fact, a lot of things are not meant for South Africans. You know why? That slap league will start here.
Sure.
By Shana game, bam.
No, but it would also go...
It'll go after. A nigga's going to slap another nigga. After there, he's so tall.
Him now, after
you
school.
You win the thing
school.
Today, tomorrow, back to bull.
Yeah, that's right.
Over a slap. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Anyways.
Anyway, that's us. Thank you, Getsy.
Let's go slap Andy. Let's go slap some Afrikaans betties there.
My man, no, we need the 100 bars first. We have to take them to Diamond Walk and shit, dog. Okay, cool. You know what I mean? Yeah, we can, but we can duel with the English ones.
I will take that call when we're done with the show.
We will finish the show first, sir.
Sir.
Thanks very much. Follow us on all the socials. You know the story, Shady Podcast everywhere. Like and subscribe. Share with your friends. Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
Faggy Volume Boy. Check us out in the news every single day.
Get us fucking couches, dog. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Next week, when we do the show, I'll sit on the table. When the year starts.
In fact, yo, please go do the weather because that, I mean,
sing. Oh, yeah.
please go do the weather.
Well, as you can see over here on the escarpment, you've got a cold front coming in from the Cape. Watch out for that in Bloemfontein.
And in the mark, man. And in Okumhlophe.
Well, this is the route that SARS took the vehicle.
Yo, we out of here. Watch it out. Follow me on Instagram.